Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
An interview that I've been really looking forward to the whole day is with Mr. Eric Ntabazalila, actually, who is the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson in the Western Cape. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you so much for joining me.
Good afternoon, ma'am, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Can we talk a little bit about Mr. Zandile Mafe, the alleged arsonist? How do you know that he's the right guy? What sort of evidence is there against him?
Like I explained to your colleagues earlier, that one cannot speak on the evidence, as that will be ventilated in court during the trial.
Right.
It would be wrong of us to speak on evidence in the media at this point.
Right.
As well, we do know, as the police of the NPA, we do not speak about the investigation. Only the Hawks can speak about the investigation. But what I can tell you is that Mr. Zandile Christmas Mafe is a 49-year-old man who resides inside the Khayelitsha. He appeared in court yesterday on 5 charges, which include a charge of housebreaking to steal and theft, 2 counts of arson, possession of an explosive device, and destruction of essential infrastructure. His case has been postponed to next Tuesday. The state, which is the NPA, asked for a 7-day postponement so that we do bail information, which includes checking whether the accused has a previous pending cases against him, whether he has pending warrant of arrest, as well as checking on his previous conviction, as well as confirm the address that he provided to us. The postponement will also provide an opportunity to the investigating officer to be able to visit Parliament. You'll remember that the Parliament has been burning since, I think, Sunday until yesterday. Not yesterday, Monday evening.
Yes.
So there hasn't been an opportunity for the investigating team to visit the crime scene and assess the damage.
Okay. Are there certain challenges around him being a homeless man? You know, he has to provide a physical address where he resides.
I'm not sure where this thing of homelessness comes from, because his lawyer has indicated to court under oath that the accused is not homeless. He stays in Khayelitsha, Side B. They provided an address already. In fact, he was angry when media posed that question around homelessness, because he indicated that it is wrong for people to take someone who is in an informal settlement for that person to be seen as homeless.
Sure.
So as from the lawyer himself, the accused is not homeless. He's got an address.
Right. On the part of the NPA, I mean, do you ever sit and think, this is completely bizarre? If it was a bank and we saw that the cameras were switched off and the security guards were sent away for an hour's lunch, you know, and the fire hydrants or the sprinkler system was switched off and everything was unlocked and there was nobody around, we would say that that was an inside job. Does the NPA kind of look at that, or are you just looking at the evidence? This is really strong evidence that this is the guy and there's nothing else untoward and everything else is just completely coincidental.
Like I initially said to you, ma'am, we do not speak on investigations of the NPA. That is the terrain of the Hawks who are dealing with this investigation.
Yeah.
What we work with is the evidence that is provided to us by the investigator. Obviously, we look at the evidence, the credibility of the evidence, and then we decide whether to prefer charges against the accused. At this stage, we prefer 5 charges, and more are likely to be preferred against him as the investigation continues.
All right. Well, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very much. We'll definitely, this won't be the last time that we speak. Look forward to speaking to you again. And thank you very, very much.
You can call us after next Tuesday's appearance.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That's Mr. Eric Ntabazalila, who is the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson in the Western Cape.